Good morning. Welcome to the September 28th episode of the Guy R. Cook Report. I must be Guy R. Cook, and this is B2B Thursday. What we're going to do today is we're going to revisit an episode from a year ago on September the 29th, B2B Thursday, because the year changes the date. We reviewed Google Web Developers Checklist, and so let's take a look at that and see how good of stuff it really was. And the page will load up, and bazinga, there it is. We embedded the video from that show, from the YouTube, and the audio is on this page. One of the things that you'll get from that link is be a patron. And so, that being said, let's get the basics down. You can consider your mobile ecosystem. I guess it's the ecosystem. You how to get indexed and make the content eligible for enhanced search results. So if you want to enable rich results in the site that has articles, take a look at that gallery there. You can test the structured data, test the Search Console, see if your Google Webmaster Tools, Google Search Console it's called now, passes that test. There's analyzation links there. If you go to the show notes at blog.guyrcookonlineservices.com, click on today's date, it'll take you to the link that has this content. And the audio is right there if you're on your player and listening to it on your car radio on the way to work. We thank you for giving us a listen and joining us today. The show is brought to you in part through the efforts and inspiration of the people like Fraser Ramsey, who's on holiday right now in Cyprus, through Eileen Smith, who's the digital diva that told us about Screencast-O-Matic, which we record the show with right now as you speak, the Facebook group, the old link for Stitcher. We're no longer with Stitcher, and we may no longer be with Spreaker, but the rest of these links are good to go. Oh, this is so old, they still called it iTunes. It's called Apple Podcast now, as you know. And so thanks for giving us a listen. We sure appreciate it. And on that note, I'm going to say those famous three words. It's a wrap.